Freezing.
Look, what's the chances of me getting a twofer for something to celebrate on free? I just got out of prison today.
You got out of prison today?
Yes.
Wow, what was the charge?
Charge was battery.
Battery, what'd you do?
Oh, pretty good fight.
And what happened? You mean you just got...
I was arrested and went to trial and thought I was coming home that day and then pow, ended up behind them bars.
For how long?
For 18 months.
Oh, buddy, tell me this. Now that you've done 18 months in jail, do you have a new appreciation for what Ned Beatty went through?
For who?
Ned Beatty. Do you have a...
Who is that?
He was the star of the movie Deliverance. Did you ever see that movie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you have a new appreciation for Ned's time of trouble?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I got appreciation for everybody's trouble now.
Yeah, but I'm speaking of Ned's in particular. Do you... Do you sometimes watch that movie and long for your old days on cell block B?
On cell block 1.
Cell block 1, that's where it happened, huh?
That's where it all happened.
Oh, yeah, recreation time, the guards were playing cards, the checkers, it got quiet, and suddenly you were surrounded by a sea of smiling faces saying, "The time has come, Honky." Of course, you were probably a novice. I can just see how it must have been. It was a hot day in the prison. Everybody was sitting around gambling for cigarettes, and there you were, looking through the TV guide in the rec room saying, "Wow, look at this! Star Trek on! A couple times a day, this is not too bad being here." You sit there talking to an old sympathetic con. "Do you believe it? I got the fight in a bar that gave me 9 years in jail."
"Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man."
And he's kind of like your friend, but you don't realize it. There's a bunch of guys pointing at you that start to circle you.
Yep. A bad,
Yeah, they're looking at you.
That's sure not bad, Debra.
They're looking at you, licking their lips.
You all been to Debra, bro. That's what we need to do all the way through the song, man. That's it.
You think
that's
they're just friendly.
Now, that's what's happening. Yeah, that's going to be the thing. That's going to wipe out the moonwalking, though.
Yeah, before you know it, big hands. Big hands grab you and your head is slammed down on the table. You scream, "Due process! I'm entitled to due process!" One grizzled old con looks at you and says,
"Out here, due process is a bullet."
And so, one con, having himself been so greeted upon his arrival, turns away and says to his buddy, "This is awful. This is just awful!"
"I tell you, brother man, what you got there?
It's awful.
You know what? You can do a series of these guys."
And they probably will, without considering the man's agony.
That's bad, man.
It is bad.
That is bad.
If you've ever been there.
I've never done a wreck before.
Well, not 50.
That's bad, brother.
Awful.
That is bad. Believe me.
I believe.
Believe me, that's bad.
I believe. Well, stop it. Look, you're banging his head on the floor for crying out loud.
Put a string of cakes.
Well, at least get it right. This is too hideous. And to further compound the poor man's tragedy, he gets home from prison, walks through the front door, and he's greeted by his wife, who's in tears. She's in tears. She says, "Honey, before you come in, I gotta be honest with you. While you were in prison, I hobbled 6 guys. He pats her on the back and says, "Don't feel bad, baby. I'm about 15 ahead of you."